Yes, and we're asking you this morning, how responsible are you as a consumer? Do you think about the products that you buy? What drives you to choosing the product that you go for? Is it to do with where it's come from? Is it to do with price? Is it to do with what you think that product's going to do for you? It's fulfilling a need. And if that is fulfilling a need, where do you get that information from? Is it your own research, or is it that you feel you've been told that through marketing? Now, as always, my co-host with me here, Richard Manson of Flying Elephant, and we're starting off looking at skincare, and I'm quite excited about this because I was saying earlier that I have to get my skincare products from the UK, but this product's here in the UAE, and it's claiming to be completely natural. So let's meet the founders of Human and Kind, and that's Renny van Willingen and Jeroen Proes. Hello, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to Dubai today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Now, you've lined up the products in front of me, and we'll get into those in a little while. But first of all, just tell me a bit about the company and the company's philosophy.
Okay, no problem. Now, Human and Kind is a skincare with a conscience. About 2 years ago, René, he had the original idea. He was sitting at the kitchen table with his wife and his sister. And his sister said, I'm looking in my bathroom cupboard and I see all those creams in my cupboard. And why isn't there a cream that does it all? Because I keep on buying different creams. And also, why can't it be done naturally? So René, being an entrepreneur all his life, he thought, that is kind of a light bulb moment that went off. So he started researching. We started looking at the skincare market, and then we found out that it was actually very hard to find natural products. There were natural products out there, but they have active natural ingredients, but not completely natural, so the preservatives, etc. So that's where the original idea came from.
So, and René, did you work in the skincare industry at the time?
Not at all, Suzanne, no. I'm completely new to the branch, but I made it my own. And because not being from the branch, you have a different outlook. You get a fresh approach.
And is that? And as an entrepreneur, you've been involved in different projects, then different ideas, different business incentives.
Definitely, yes.
What kind?
I've been into food, but also always in good products, natural good products. That's one thing that I always aim for, to live healthy and to get the right things.
And why is that? Why natural? What for you? Why have you always followed to that?
Well, I think
ethos?
It's important to live well and to watch what you eat, watch what you drink.
You think that, but and so is this truly? Because what I'm getting at here is this about recognizing in the last 20 years that in a marketing world that people were projecting. I can remember this going back 20 years when you read all the projections on business and what was going to come into the fore. It was health and organics and being aware of your lifestyle and that. So I can, you know, and it's great that we have that awareness. But how much of that is true and how much of that is about it's a good business idea? Because it'll fit and we'll be able to market this well.
That's exactly true. And when we start analyzing other natural brands, we find out that they weren't completely natural. And we say, why? Because why would you put chemicals on your face if you can do it naturally, but completely naturally? So 100% ethical, natural products, but also from a company point of view. So because we are very open, we're very transparent, you can ask us any question, all our ingredients are on the website, we have full enclosure.
But from a layman's point of view, obviously with the chemicals and chemicals versus natural, why would another company put chemicals into a product that you would put on your face? Is that a cost reason? Is it an efficiency, or does it work better?
The first two. Mostly it's a cost point of view and efficiency then as well. But some of the chemicals do work, absolutely. Mm. So it's a consumer's choice to put chemicals on their face or not. That is absolutely up to them.
And what are the sort of, you know, the initial side effects of having these chemicals on your face? What would you say to people, the reason you should use all natural rather than a chemical, what would the answer to that be?
Now, basically, you don't put petrol on your face either. So I find it strange that you actually do. Why would you do it? That's the main thing.
But you also said that it may work having chemicals on your face.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's true. But again, you know, to us when we started this company, it sounded strange. You know, to do it, because the same effect can be get with natural ingredients. So why put chemical on your face when you have the same effect or even a better effect with natural ingredients? So from that point of view, it's an obvious choice.
It seems an obvious choice, but you know, we were talking earlier. I mean, Richard was saying, I just put soap on my face. That's what my skincare regime is, and it doesn't even matter what soap it is. And I know this is a guy, but still, you know, Richard said to me before we went to air, you know, isn't it a luxury item, Suzanne? What you're doing with your skincare regime is luxury. And I'm like, no, it's not luxury. It's a necessity. I feel it's a necessity for me to have the skin that I have. You know, to get the best, healthiest skin, to take care of my skin. Yeah, you know, if we look at Richard, who just uses soap and water, he actually looks pretty good. His skin.
It's the bags under the eyes. I'll ask you, Suzanne. I mean, you know, you say all these things are essential for you and you use them on a daily basis, and you spend, you know, quite a significant amount of money on these products. Have you ever sort of thought, do you know what, for a month I'm going to go without to see what the effect is? I mean, would you notice a dramatic effect if you stop using products for a couple of days?
Yeah, because I don't like the feeling of soap. I don't like that feeling. Even if I'm washing my hands with soap, actually, I don't like it. It makes my skin dry. It feels dry. And so certainly if I was to put that on my face, I think it would feel dry. And I've got quite sensitive skin. And I think, you know, what is it that drives us to the product? Like I said before, whatever it may be, and everyone's got a different criteria. You know, it might be because we look in the mirror and think we have bad skin. You may not have bad skin, but that's your perception, and you think, okay, I need to buy X, Y, and Z because I'm being told that's going to make my skin. But what works for one person's skin may not work for somebody else's skin. So you've got all of that going on. For me, what drives me is I am driven by the natural product, because to me, it's like, I do think, why would I put something alien onto my skin if I have a choice. Having said that, I'm not prepared to pay a lot of money to do that, because I think, you know, you can spend an awful lot of money on beauty products, skincare products and the like. So they're the sort of things that I'm considering, that I'm thinking about. So when you're looking at your consumers, who are you targeting? Who are you pitching the product at? What do you think they're truly looking for?
Mostly it's females, although the products are unisex, so they can be used by men as well. But mostly we have seen that females buy skincare, although the men's skincare market is growing. And secondly, she would be 25 plus, but she would be health conscious. You know, she would be aware of natural products out there. She wants the best for herself. She wants the best for her family as well, for her friends. So it would be. Somebody who likes to take care of herself, but then in an ethical and natural way. You can always compare it to food. We all love to eat healthily, so we eat healthy foods to feel good, and that's what Humankind is about. You know, it's healthy, natural ingredients on your skin.
What would attract me to Humankind, you know, with the discussion so far, is that as Rene said, his daughter saw all these products in a bathroom cabinet and decided, let's make one that does all. Now, does this Humankind product, would that do everything? Would I not need to buy separate ones for under the eyes, or it does everything?
Yes, our anti-aging cream, now does everything is a big word, but our anti-aging cream is a combined eye cream, moisturizer and wrinkle cream. Because if you analyze a cream as well, it's three big components. It's water, it's the binding materials, and it's the active ingredients. And it's the active ingredients what actually does the job. So we put very high percentage active ingredients in our products. We put a lot in them. So we combine that in those creams. And that's why you don't need to buy three separate creams. You can buy it in one cream.